Donald Young, Y-O-U-N-G, Donald. Donald Young, 10:30:54, 10:30:54. Today is 7/16/2025. This is a 71-year-old gentleman with history of COPD, severe. He's from Houston. He's single. He lives alone. He's in desperate need of caretaker because of his shortness of breath, he's no longer able to do so, period. He has no children. He used to do janitorial work. He's a heavy smoker. He says he's been smoking ever since he can remember. He doesn't drink alcohol. He continues to smoke despite being so short of breath, so weak to the point that he has lost 25 pounds, his skin and bone, in quotation, and has a hard time taking two steps, period. He's bowel and bladder incontinent. He wears a diaper, but the problem is he stays with those diapers for hours till someone comes and helps him change it. He's now becoming more and more ADL dependent. He's very thin. He's lost tremendous amount of weight. He's protein, calorie, malnutrition. He's weak. He has severe debility. And on top of that, he has edematous lower extremities related to his core pulmonale. Period. Allergy, penicillin, medical problems. He was borderline diabetic, but with the weight loss, that's not an issue at this time. Hypertension, COPD, history of CHF, history of core pulmonale. Recently, his medication his Lasix was reinitiated because of pedal edema and pulmonary hypertension. Surgery, exploratory laparotomy, and surgery. Hernia surgery. Last hospitalization for pneumonia, shortness of breath, exacerbation of COPD. As a matter of fact, he's had 5 hospitalizations for that in the past. Immunization. He says he believes they gave him all the shots he needed last time he was in the hospital. Family history. Mom and dad both died of old age, but there was heart disease present at the time. Review of system as above. Medication, Lasix 20 milligram a day, Norvasc 10 milligram a day, Lisinopril 10 milligram a day, Flomax 0.4 milligram a day. He's found to be in distress as far as his pain is concerned, also his debility and his shortness of breath. His O2 sat's 92% on room air. His tachycardic at 110. His tachypneic at heart rate with a breathing at 26. His blood pressure 193/106 at this time. He says he can't remember if he took the amlodipine today. Heart, tachycardic, lungs, ronchi, rouse, coarse breath sounds, shallow breath sounds, abdomen, soft, scaphoid, neck, positive JVD, skin shows, decreased turgor, oral mucosa with hand lesion, neurological movement, all 4 extremities with no focal neurological deficit, lower extremity, 1+ edema bilaterally, very thin, severe muscle wasting noted. Assessment, 71-year-old gentleman with end-stage COPD, no longer able to ambulate, no longer able to care for himself. He's in need of provider services, period. New paragraph is tachycardic. He's short of breath at all times. He gets short of breath with activity. He used to have a nebulizer, but he's not sure what happened to it, period. New paragraph is O2 sats is stable at this time, but with any type of activity, I have a feeling that it drops tremendously. He could use a nebulizer at this time as well, period. New paragraph, I told him take his Norvasc and the nurse will come to recheck his blood pressure in the next 24 to 48 hours, period. He has BPH. He has severe debility, weakness, weight loss, protein, calorie, malnutrition, ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinent, uses a walker to get around, but even with that, he's not able to do so and ends up sleeping in a chair or on his couch most of the night. Overall prognosis remains quite poor, despite the fact that he's had 5 pneumonias and numerous hospitalizations. He's not willing to stop smoking. Thank you.